You're right, yeah.
Did you have an ask to the board? Did you have a 5-4?
I did have an ask to the board.
Oh, okay, so I didn't understand. Bible dictionary to look up that word?
No, we need an English.
Oh, okay. But this doesn't have it.
Look up our word page in here.
Chosen, named, or honored as a special guardian, protector, or supporter, a wealthy or influential supporter of an artistic art, of an artist, or writer, social or financial sponsor of a social function at a ball or concert, one that uses wealth or influence to help an individual in a situation or a cause, one who buys the goods or uses the services offered, especially by an establishment. The holder of the right of a presentation to an English ecclesiastical benefice. And then you've got the master of ancient times who frees his slaves by who retains some rights over him. The proprietor of an establishment, especially in France, chief male officer in some fraternal lodges having both men and women members.
How's that?
That's it.
Read us the first definition. I think the first definition is the one we have to go with there. This is for the word advocate.
For Darby.
What was that you just read? That was patron?
Definition of patron.
Patron. What you read is theological.
Webster.
Okay. A person chosen, named, or honored as a supporter. Person chosen, named, or honored as a special guardian, protector, or supporter.
Yeah, it's kind of like a sponsor, but it's even more like a grandparent. I mean, like a godparent or something.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's somewhere in there. Put on June 20.
I think you got the dog locked in there, right?
Yeah, I guess. We can do it.
Well, it's in the Webster. Why is it looking at the die claim? Whatever it is.
D-claim.
D-claim.
Like, apparently, too.
D-E-C-L-A-I-M?
Yep.
D-E-C-L-A-I-M.
That's the name of the...
Someone was like a...
Aquarium?
A-I-M or A-N-E-A-I-M-S-B-I.
A-E-C-L-I-A-M?
A-I-M.
Lane K.
It's very gross.
To speak retrofitly, to recite something as an exercise in evaluation, to speak pompously or bombastically.
What? What do you
get it.
I got to look up bombastic.
Who wants to use that? The grand, who had the grand?
Was it recovery?
That was concordant?
Yeah, hang on, that word is 2-4.
Read that definition again over here.
I'll find it.
To speak rhetorically, specifically to recite something as an exercise in elocution, to speak pompously or bombastically.
Give me that phrase, recite something.
To recite something as an exercise in elocution.
Elocution.
Speak pompously or bombastically.
Look up bombastically. Bombastic is a step up.
I'm demoting that substantially.
Concordant.
Who was it?
That was concordant.
Acts 2:4.
Okay, Acts 2:4.
Oh, Acts 2:4.
Why don't you look at Paraclete over there, too?
Wow.
How did you rate that, my dear?
I give it minus 10. That sounded pretty
rotten. Any definition?
It sounded like they were reciting that is an anti-Pentecostal's point of view of what took place on the day of Pentecost. And they mock, what is done now anyway.
Paraclete, advocate, intercessor, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I knew Paraclete had a good definition. In this case, a transliteration is actually an English word with the right definition. You know, a lot of good words are in the English dictionary. With Greek definitions. Some are in the English dictionary with different definitions. So you kind of have to watch that. Anything else we were doing here?
Yeah. Do you want me to read dialogue?
All right, go ahead. As long as you got there.
Okay. Help. Let's see. The first part is helper, and first John is advocate.
Mm-hmm. Helper and advocate. All right, June 20, Tyndale.
Tyndale is in the Holy Ghost.
Praying in the Holy Ghost. Very Pentecostal. Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Ethiopian.
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
Praying in the Holy Spirit. Adams.
Adams. Praying by the Holy Spirit.
New King James.
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
Dewey.
In the Holy Ghost.
King James in the Holy Ghost. King James 2.
Same.
ERV and ASV.
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
Numeric.
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
NAS still isn't here.
I thought NAS was here.
RSV.
RSV. Pray in the Holy Spirit.
NEB.
in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hmm. 20th century.
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Benton.
Praying with a Holy Spirit, all small letters.
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
Moffat.
Pray in the Holy Spirit.
Goodspeed.
Speed. Pray in the Holy Spirit.
Byington.
Praying in Holy Spirit.
CB.
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Worshipping by the Holy Spirit.
We're worshipping, huh?
Worshipping.
Mm-hmm. I may have to consider that.
Yeah.
Phillips.
Praying through the Holy Spirit.
Edward Phillips. Beck.
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
Good news.
Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Living.
Learning to pray in the power and strength of the Holy Spirit.
Hmm. Learning to pray in the power and strength of the Holy Spirit.
That's June 20th.
Learning to pray in the power and strength of the Holy Spirit.
That's good news.
Berkeley.
You must live lives of prayer in the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit.
Live lives of prayer in the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit. Completely different idea.
Totally.
NIV.
Pray in the Holy Spirit.
Wiest.
Praying in the sphere, praying in the sphere of and by means of the Holy Spirit.
Hmm. Awesome. Really heard it, and he doesn't.
He really likes that word, sphere.
Yeah. Amplified.
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Basic.
Making prayers in the Holy Spirit.
Basic. Very basic.
Yeah.
Basic spiritually, too.
Yeah.
Kingsley.
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
Norley.
Pray in the Holy Spirit.
Ledger.
Let the Holy Spirit lead you as you pray.
Which one was that?
That's the right one. Come on, guidance. 20th century? Is that right?
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Under the guidance for 20th century, and let the Holy Spirit lead you as you pray, Ledger.
Hmm.
Now, there are some similarities there. Knox.
Praying in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Confraternity.
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
Nab.
prayer in the Holy Spirit.
Diagram.
Praying with Holy Spirit. Praying with Holy Spirit.
And there's small h and small s.
Small h, large s.
Oh.
Worse than capital H.
Praying with Holy Spirit. Well, I guess I'm going to give it away. Yeah.
In the Holy Spirit, praying.
Darby.
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
Brother M.
In Holy Spirit, praying.
Godby.
Praying in the Holy Ghost.
World.
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
Gordon.
Praying in Holy Spirit. Small h, small s.
Ooh.
I don't really know that I'm going to talk about too much.
It's not a day. It was concordant due as a matter of normally capitalized.
Lord, Jesus Christ is capitalized.
He probably does.
About
no, wait a minute. On 19, not having the Spirit, and that's a small s.
It might follow the Greek, which only capitalizes proper names. It doesn't capitalize Holy Spirit.
Yeah, but it also has 10,000 of his, capital H, saints. Him.
Yeah, later it wasn't capitalized.
It has to.
Yeah, said in modern Greek, it's hard to know what to see.
Can you read it again?
Okay. Praying in Holy Spirit.
You say he's referring to the Holy Spirit.
Now you believe, building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in Holy Spirit.
Keeping praying in Holy Spirit.
Praying.
Not specified one way or the other.
I think he's saying praying in spirit. Was Fenton the other one that had small spirit?
Well, Fenton had a Holy Spirit, which was the indefinite article in front of it. You know, you wrote a statement there. New World.
Praying with Holy Spirit. It's that small. I don't
know what they. Small H and S?
No, this is the JW. It's praying with Holy Spirit.
But they don't have A.
What is it now? Praying with Holy Spirit.
Small H, small S.
But since it's a JW, would you give it to him and give him the S?
I'm giving him one worse than Concord. One worse. Because I'm only taking in and by, in and with as one point worse. I didn't make a big deal about that. Concord was the same way. It was in. That's with. What was that?
Through the Holy Spirit by means of prayer.
You say that again, please.
Through the Holy Spirit by means of prayer.
Would that be true?
Well, he separated prayer and spirit. He didn't put them together at all. So,
it's the Lord.
It completely changes it.
Almost like an anointed
prayer. You're just talking about prayer now.
Yeah.
Simple.
Praying with the Holy Spirit.
Recovery.
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
New century.
Pray with the Holy Spirit.
Hmm.
Gandhi.
Which one?
Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Dialogue?
With Holy Spirit. Praying with Holy Spirit.
N-E-B?
N-E-B. In the power of the Holy Spirit.
Mark.
Which one? What?
World, praying in the Holy Spirit.
RSD? Mm-hmm.
RSD. Pray in the Holy Spirit.
NIV.
The church.
Oh. NIV. Pray in the Holy Spirit.
Norling.
Norley was pray in the Holy Spirit.
Question.
On concordant, do you think, are you going to, do you think it's more of a typo in the book, or the main idea is just in spirit?
I think concordant is being real literal there.
Really?
And they're probably not capitalizing spirit because they probably don't capitalize it.
So why would they be little there and not be little of his? Where he said his come from with 10,000 of his saints.
Well, they chose to capitalize pronouns for Trinity deity. That's just something they decided to do over there. It's hard to really know what rules are under. Another question.
You can quote my talk about that too.
Let's look at the word repent in Acts 2:38. I'm going to write a few things on the board.
They'll say repent.
I wish we could take that one. Look at the pillows. It's a typo.
Run it up from every new person.
You don't have to live without the clear Bible, the sweet Bible. Mm-hmm. I really, when you're comparing Bibles, you need to have the sweet Bible, you know.
Now, this word means after metaphorical idea change. So it is after mind. This mind is to perceive. Perceive. The word mind is nous. Vine says to change one's mind or purpose. To change one's mind or purpose. ATR, to change your mind and your life. Change your mind and your life. Now, we know what this word repent means. And I'm not locked into a Greek definition on this one, because I know the New Testament may use this word in a, with its own religious meaning, a scriptural meaning, more than just its common everyday Grecian usage. So repent is implying a change of heart, mind, and action, basically. So if they say repent, I'm going to give a 5, that word will stand. Change your hearts,
Boy. You know, maybe three. Three to zero. Change your minds.
Zero.
You know, three to zero, huh?
I give it minus.
That's a negative.
Yeah, that's
you can change.
Yeah, you can change your mind about anything. That doesn't. I changed my mind about this, but
that didn't imply any sorrow or remorse.
Right.
Or so you think change your mind should be
negative five?
No, it should be hard. It would be less than hard, but not negative.
How about change your heart? Zero.
Yeah.
Or positive.
Positive.
Zero to three.
Any other words in the New Testament for event?
Yeah.
grab the answer cords there and look at it. Look at the word repent and see what other Greek words they give you. The answer is on the top above your head. Have a change of heart. That sounds like just an idea, you know. So a change of heart. Real mealy mouth.
So
reform.
Or
that's not that bad. Reformation.
It was in the definition that you gave us.
I think you should look in the Webster and you find that reform is closer to repent.
Then change your hearts, would it be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reform is actually pretty good.
That's what the pastor preached about.
Well, reform could be complete outward without any inward change at all. Repent is in and out. Reform could be outward.
Could be.
Yeah, we're trying to reform this guy.
Alcoholics Anonymous.
You know, reform people.
Reformatory.
What do you think here? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't on that subject. I agree with Scott.
So some of you are thinking reform should be given up to what?
It should be plus
3 to 5.
Somewhere between 1 and 5.
0.
Minus 10 to 5.
That covers it.
I can be out of my own, but I don't like reform.
I think it is better than change of heart, though.
Well, have a change of heart versus just change your hearts.
Change
your hearts can kind of sneak through for the right thing.
It carries the heart, mind, and...
All right, how about change your ways?
That's right up there with reform.
I think that could be outward only.
That's
so difficult. I mean, that's worse than my change of mind.
Change your ways.
I don't know if this helps, Lanny, but there's another Greek word that's translated repentance. It's metamelomai, and it has the idea of being concerned with or change, or it has something to do with concern.
Change your concern.
Grow up.
What's that?
I'm not familiar with melomai.
Cool.
Something about care. Care, nice time. Take care of what?
I don't know.
And can I read the definition for reform?
Read the definition to reform.
I plead my case here. To amend or improve by change of form or removal of faults or abuses. To put or change into an improved form or condition. To put an end to an evil by enforcing or introducing a better method or course of action. To induce or cause to abandon evil ways. Example, the drunkard. And why?
Outward. Yeah.
It sounds like outward, not so much the heart. So I'd rank it less than change your heart.
Change your heart. I guess I was giving this.
It doesn't limit it to outward only.
Yeah, what does repent mean? Literally, how much is it?
You have an idea that works.
Reformed, it seems to me.
Have a change of heart.
Can I read repent now?
Yeah, repent. English dictionary.
Repent, English dictionary, is to turn from sin. Let me back up, talk where it comes from. In French, to be sorry. Penitent. Okay, first definition, to turn from sin and dedicate oneself to the amendment of one's life. Second, feel regret or contrition. And so it's 2A, and 2B is to change one's mind. To cause, in the verb form, to cause or feel regret or contrition, to feel sorrow, regret, or contrition for. So it includes the idea of sorrow, for sure, that the reform doesn't have.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know that we're going to agree on this, so we've got something on the blackboard to look at, and you can resolve it on your own paper for how you feel. Acts 2:38 is a good spot where it is, you know, preaching a sermon, repent, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, it could be a better context.
Important verse, too.
So if you've got Peter up there saying after his sermon, reform, it just doesn't quite do it, you know. However, you talked me into upping my rating. Tyndale.
Repent.
Tyndale, repent. Ethiopian.
Repent.
Repent. Adams.
Repent.
New King James.
Repent.
Dewey.
And Peter said to them, do penance.
Where in the book?
Which
one is this? Dewey. The
Lord. King James says repent. King James 2.
Repent.
That's good.
ERV and ESV.
Same as King James.
Numeric.
Repent.
RSV. You can put repent for NAS. I know what that says. RSV.
Repent.
NEB.
Repent.
20th century.
Repent.
Benton.
Change your minds.
Was that Benton?
Yes.
Wayne.
Wayne. Repent.
Moffat.
Repent.
Goodspeed.
Goodspeed, repent.
Byington.
Repent.
CB.
Repent.
Berkeley.
Repent.
Phillips.
Repent.
You're kidding.
No.
Repent.
Good news.
Turn away from your sins.
Got that bad.
Living.
Each of you must turn from sin. Return to God.
Jerusalem isn't here, Barclay.
Repent.
When I be.
Repent.
Weist.
Weist says, have a change of mind. That change of mind being accompanied by abhorrence of and sorrow for your deed.
Wow. Amplified.
Repent. Change your views.
Basic.
Let your hearts be changed.
Kingsley.
Repent.
Norley.
Repent.
Ledger.
Be sorry for your sins and turn from them.
Knox.
Repent.
Confraternity.
Repent.
NAB.
You must reform.
Hey!
Daglot.
Reform.
Yeah.
Reform.
Alright.
Darby.
Repent.
Rotherham.
Repent.
Darby.
Repent.
Worrell.
Repent.
Concordant.
Repent.
New World.
Repent.
Lamb.
Repent.
Simple.
Change your hearts.
Recovery.
Repent.
New Century.
Change your hearts and minds.
Change your heart and mind?
Mind.
Basic.
Mind or life?
Life. Oh, life.
Oh, change your mind.
Your life.
Are we done with that?
What was it on New Century?
Change your hearts and words.
Basic?
Yeah, what was basic?
Basic, that was change your hearts, I think.
Yes.
Ledger?
Be sorry for your sins and turn from them.
Let's look at Hebrews 6:2.
That's the last verse we're looking at, the simple translation translated as a verse too.
Translated what?
Baptism is translated in verse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 6:2, the doctrine of baptisms. Literally, the doctrine of immersions.
Hebrews 6:2.
So we have doctrine of immersions, doctrine of baptisms. Doctrine of baptism singular. Instruction about different kinds of baptism. Instruction about different kinds of baptism. One, I think, even has teaching about different ways to be baptized.
What's the Greek?
How about the doctrine of washing?
This doctrine of immersions.
Word for plural.
Yes. Definitely plural. Now, there is another interpretation of this that I don't agree with at all, and that is teaching about ceremonial washings, making this an Old Testament reference to sacrificial washings and priestly washings. Not necessarily, I think it's because they don't know about immersions plural, so they make it an Old Testament idea.
Instruction about cleansing rites.
Instruction about cleansing rites. I'm giving that a minus. I'm giving immersions 5, baptisms 3. Baptism singular, I'm giving it a minus 5.
Why 3 on baptisms plural?
Because I think they ought to have the guts to translate it. That's just a token excuse for spring cleaning. I could be worse, but, you know, I'm just trying to make something.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a guy that put immersions out to get at least a blessing for it. Ceremony washers, I'm giving that a minus 10 or maybe 15. And then different kinds of baptism. That's somewhat ambiguous. Because if they say different ways to be baptized, I'm really giving them a minus. But different kinds of baptism, that could be okay.
Baptism and transliteration from the Greek. So it's accurate, isn't it?
It's accurate. The problem is that it misses the mode of immersion. And leaves it open to the sprinkling clan. Mm. So,
would the logic follow the same as paraclete? If you look it up in Webster, you find baptism to be.
Let's look at baptism in Webster. And if it doesn't say immersion, I'm probably going to, quibble with them about it.
Okay, baptism. A Christian sacrament marked by the ritual use of water and admitting the recipient to the Christian community. B, a non-Christian rite using water for ritual purification. This is not a Christian science. Purification by...
Was the first part Christian sacrifice? Sacrament
Christian sacrament marked by the ritual use of water, so they're non-committal. Instead of ritual use of water. In the derivation of the word, they don't give immersion at all. Immersion or admission. A non-Christian rite using water for ritual purification.
Minus 10.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
30.
Okay, so the second definition is an act, experience, or ordeal by which one is purified, sanctified, initiated, or named.
Baptism, because it is kind of an initiation of the Christian faith, is used in a loose sense in American English, like, your first game in professional baseball, and what five major things happen to you, and they say, you really got a baptism into baseball tonight.
Right.
I mean, they use that word as an introduction into something, initiation into something. I don't necessarily object to that definition, just because that's the common baptism idea out of the Christian church today. So that's why if they put baptism here instead of immersion, I made a few points out of it. Go ahead.
We dealt with baptized back on Matthew 3:11.
We did deal with it back then, and I made a bigger deal about it back then, I think.
So we might want to make sure we're consistent or readjust what we
Back there, I was more keen on baptism and the meaning of it. Here I'm more looking at the plural versus ceremony washings, so it's kind of incidental to me here. Nor do I even feel like I have to be consistent with what I wrote back there, as long as I'm consistent with myself here. Any more comments?
You talked about instruction.
I think that doctrine, teaching, instruction, I think I'm going to give those all pretty synonymous.
What is it that you don't like about baptism?
Only because they didn't put immersions. I'm just making a few points out.
Different kinds of baptism.
Boy, that's really ambiguous. That could be unscriptural baptism, sprinkling, pouring, immersion. Or it could be scriptural baptism. What are we talking about? Baptism is plural. I think we're talking about Holy Ghost baptism and water baptism. Some people also add fire baptisms, suffering baptism, and whatever other baptisms there are in the Bible. What is this book in there? Dake probably has seven Christian baptisms or something in his margin. I don't know what Dake has, but you know, he's willing for that kind of thing. So, anyway, I would probably take it as water and Holy Spirit. If there are other baptisms in the Bible, you know, perhaps those two. Those others might be not so much baptisms as figures. Tyndale.
He has faith for God of baptism. He's up against the baptism of doctrine. I'm laying hands.
Can you read it?
Yeah, I'll just read it. And the faith toward God of baptism, of doctrine, of laying on of hands, etc.
Baptism?
How do you spell it?
B-A-P-T-Y-M-E.
B-A-P-T-Y-M-E. Baptism.
Huh. Is that plural?
That could be plural, couldn't it?
I don't know if that's plural or not. Anybody know their Old English very well?
Baptism.
B-A-P-T-Y-M-E. Wouldn't there be a list of suffixes in there somewhere?
We'd really have to get a big dictionary out to get that. I don't even know if it would have it. We'd have to get that Oxford annotated stuff. Anybody want to look that up in the Oxford annotated for next time? B-A-P-T-Y-M-E and find out if it's singular or plural.
Okay. Do
you know what the Oxford annotated is? It's the one you use a magnifying glass for in the library?
Yeah, it's nice and thick too.
It's the one you have to use a magnifying glass for. Two volumes. It's originally a 13 volume set.
Right.
Has over a million English words in it.
Right.
And it also, you gotta read the history of how they made that thing. It's really interesting.
I did that.
But, They photo reduced the plates and then just printed that. Yeah, 13 volume work at a price of about $400 or $500. Photo reduced to 2 volumes for about $75.
Plus the magnifying
glass.
Plus the cost of a good magnifying
glass. It comes with the magnifying glass.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a wide one for two eyes.
$1.50 for the electric t-shirt.
Right? Electric t-shirt's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
So tell us about plural singular, if you can look at that. Ethiopian.
Immersions.
Immersions, plural. Adams.
Adams. Teaching about baptisms.
New King James.
Of the doctrine of baptisms, plural.
Dewey.
Doctrine of baptisms.
King James, ditto. King James 2.
Same.
ERV and ASV.
Teaching of baptisms.
Numeric.
Same as the last.
RSV.
That one is instruction about ablutions.
Ablutions are ceremonial washings. Ablutions. Those are religious and ritualistic washings.
That was RSV.
NEB, instruction about cleansing rites.
20th century.
Teaching concerning baptisms.
Fenton.
Teaching about baptisms.
Weymouth.
Teachings about ceremonial washings.
Moffat.
Moffat. Instruction about ablutions.
Ablutions. Bisbee.
Bisbee. Teaching of baptism.
Singular.
Yeah, it is. I'm for sure.
Byington.
Baptisms, plural.
Should be
ceremonial washing.
Berkeley.
Berkeley. Teaching on baptisms.
Phillips.
Baptism, singular.
Beck.
Teaching on baptisms.
Good news.
Teaching about baptisms.
Living.
Instruction about baptism. Singular.
Instruction about baptism. Berkeley.
Purification rites.
NIV.
Baptisms.
Wiest.
Teaching of ablutions.
Amplified.
Teachings about purifying.
Anything more?
That's it. And the laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead.
Purifying.
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 To me, it's awfully evolutionistic. Basic.
Teaching of baptism.
Kingsley.
Teaching about baptisms.
Norley.
Questions as baptism.
Singular.
Yes.
Okay, Ledger.
Baptized.
How does it go?
You know about being baptized.
Knox.
Instructions about the different kinds of baptism.
What kinds of baptism?
Singular?
Yes.
Singular.
Kinds was plural.
Kinds was plural.
Confraternity.
Doctrine of baptisms.
N-A-B.
Baptisms, plural.
Diaglot.
Doctrine of immersions, plural.
Yeah.
Teaching of baptisms, plural.
Derby.
The doctrine of washings.
Rotheram.
Of immersions in respect of teaching.
Godby.
Of the teaching of baptism.
Plural.
Of the teaching of immersions.
Concordant.
Of the teaching of baptizings.
New World.
Teaching on baptisms.
Lambda.
And for the doctrine of baptisms.
Simple.
Teaching about immersions.
Recovery.
Of the teaching of baptisms.
New Century.
Teaching of baptisms.
Simple out of New World.
Simple English out of immersion.
Yeah.
It's pretty consistent with it.
Let me hold up simple English. Yeah, that's the one. That's not what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Sir Beck.
Beck is teaching about baptisms.
Can you hear the definition of evolution?
Yes.
Go ahead.
The washing of one's body or part of it as in a religious rite.
It's not i.e. ceremonial washings.
I.e. washing your hands before the
living on the Thursday.
I know. The key there, I think, is a washing of one's body instead of just immersion, which isn't really a washing. Other than in a theological sense. There are religious rites that include a literal washing. It's ceremonial and literal. And it's not really a washing. No soap involved. No attempt to be clean physically.
Okay, well. Definitely know what Bible to get.
You have to add up your sheets every now and then so you don't end up with a calculated figure.